from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Great to be back, and great to be back at camp in Western New York in the Rochester area in the town of Pittsford here.
I love camp. I think we all know that. It's my favorite time of the year.
You know, you kind of benefit being, you know, here in a way and just, you know, kind of with everybody else.
And every team is a new team.
First practice already in the books. The thing that impressed me the most was the timing of the passing game today. The execution by the offense in the passing game was on point.
Mike Danger.
It is the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia here broadcasting live from St. John Fisher University. Bills Camp Live.
Gene Battaglia.
Look, if you are lucky enough to get over to Fisher, watch the Buffalo Bills, don't be a stranger. We're by the Pelicano Pavilion. We're in the Pelicano Pavilion, and if you make your way around there, you'll be able to find us.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day one. And our first guest here on site, it's president of the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, the pride of SUNY Brockport, Pete Guelli, joining us here in the Sports Bar.
That's one way to characterize it.
Pete, this is full. Welcome home.
Thank you.
So for folks who don't know, Pete, Aquinas grad, and you broke in years ago with the Buffalo Bills, and you helped lay the foundation here at St. John Fisher. I remember you telling me the story that first night before you couldn't sleep. You were so excited thinking about all that could go right or go wrong. What's it like coming back here and experiencing camp all these years later?
Amazing. The emotions driving down the thruway to come here and pulling into campus after the history, you know, that I've had here or been a part of, it's pretty amazing. It's really hard to put into words. What was really gratifying is that I'd stood up over time. You know, it was built, a lot of people were involved with this, but you can still see, right, from a fan experience standpoint, from a football standpoint, it still works. It's been improved. There's been a lot of improvements. I'm excited how it's evolved, but it's fun to know that something that we built that many years ago still stands the test of time.
It absolutely does. And you know, I don't know how much of an imprint you're adding to it now, but it does feel this year like there is an emphasis on that fan experience. There is an emphasis on getting kids kind of involved in what's going on here, different activities, lots of things that go beyond just coming by, watching practice, and cheering for your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, you know, football's it's big, right? I've been in a couple of different sports. I mean, the scale of what we do at the NFL is enormous, but ultimately, you know, the more you can shrink it and create this intimate environment for fans, and there's no better place to do that at training camp. I've always thought it was really cool to be able to watch your team come together before the season starts and to do it up close and personal. It's kind of the genesis behind why we did it, that and the fact that Rochester is a critically important market for us, but it's always been about the fan experience, and all they've done is evolve it and make it better.
Yeah, it's the one place too. If you have a kid, you can watch Josh Allen up close and personal. Now that you're getting to know the Buffalo Bills quarterback, how have been the interactions between you and Josh? What's your observations of number 17, Pete?
I mean, he's QB1 for a reason, and not just on the field, but off the field, right? Obviously, we know how great he is as a player, but just a good guy. You know, it's not just Josh. Everybody has welcomed me back with open arms. I walk in that building, and in a lot of ways, they made it feel like I never left. The onboarding process was seamless. Sean, fantastic. Brandon, fantastic. Obviously, Josh. but everybody at the Bills, and then ownership, you know, Terry and the family. We went through this process of deciding this was the right fit, and I think once we did, everybody was kind of all in, and it's been this family feel right from day one.
So, Pete, the last time we talked to you was right after you were introduced as president, and you mentioned that one of the bigger things that you're going to be overseeing is the stadium. How's the stadium going? What's going on? What can you tell us?
Our construction guys like to use the term comfortably on schedule. They won't say on time, which at some point I'll get them to say that. But no, everything's going really well. If you get a chance to go out there, it's amazing. The steel that's coming out of the ground and the precast is being poured. It's starting to really look like a stadium. You can get a feel for what this is going to be like. It's amazing to think about, you know, what it was like when I left and now coming back, and you've got this state-of-the-art facility in Buffalo. It's the biggest construction project in the history of the Buffalo in Buffalo. It's right out our backyard. So just to be involved with something that aspirational and think about where we were and where we are now it's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, he's the COO of the Bills, the Sabres. He oversees the properties here in Rochester. And when we talked that first time, like, where do you begin here? So much that is on your plate. So as you prioritize, I could put words in your mouth, but I would guess it's the PSLs. What's your top priority now, Pete?
First of all, I was excited that Mike gave me a promotion. That was because I haven't been here that long, but Terry's actually the president. So
sorry.
No, yes. Look, I'm not going to complain about that. That's great. There's a lot. You know, there's a huge list of things between both organizations. I don't think there's a bigger priority than the stadium right now. So that's obviously taking a lot of time. But really, we're looking at every aspect of the business. We want these two teams to be sustainable long-term in that marketplace. So Terry said, come on in, take a look, do some discovery, tell us what we could do better, tell us what we're doing well, and let's put us in a position to be successful long-term with both organizations, because Terry and his family are incredibly committed to Buffalo. I don't think an owner can be more committed to a market than he is, and he's always looking to make it better and cement the legacy of these teams and his family in this market, and that's what I'm here trying to do.
So there's a huge demand, obviously, for the Bills, and with the new stadium, that demand, there's a price that comes with that demand. And I know in Buffalo specifically, we're a little bit more out of the blast radius here, but there are people saying, you know, hey, I've been a season ticket holder for generations. How am I going to be able to afford this new experience at this new stadium? What would you say to that fan?
I think, look, it's probably a question of demand and as much as how economics of just sports have changed over the last X number of years. I obviously inherited a lot of the things that are going on at the stadium, but I've had time to come in and take a look at what they're doing. And the great thing about it is the statement from the beginning was the stadium will be built for Buffalo, and it is. So there's price points for every single consumer that is interested in participating at the stadium with us. I've had a chance to look at them, very confident in how the rollout is going. The demand has been overwhelming for the products that are on the market right now, so that's a great sign, and we're going to start cascading now that through the building. But the good news is, having looked at it now, I feel very comfortable that when every fan gets a chance to go through the stadium experience and understand what their options are, they're going to please that they're going to have an ability to get on board with the team.
He's the CEO of the Bills and the Sabres, Pete Gowelly, Rochester's own. I still own you. You still have that title here, Pete. Aquinas grad. Pete, for people that don't know, you work for Michael Jordan, down with the Hornets. You came over to the Giants. You come over to Buffalo. You different data points, you know, certainly along the way, but in terms of Brandon and Sean and how they're building a football team, how much input do you have in that regard, or do you just kind of, here are the keys, boys, keep doing what you're doing?
No, I mean, it's a separate reporting line. Like, those guys report directly into the owner on the football side. I report it on the business side, but there's a lot of alignment and integration. That's what you try to do. Like, that's the way these teams, I think they should be set up, right? There's people that have really specific experience in these disciplines. That's what they should focus on. But the key is having an aligned performance-based culture that everybody buys into. When football is operating at a high level and business is operating at a high level and everybody's communicating and aligning and interacting, that's when something special can happen. I felt like we were on the precipice of that with the Giants. You know, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll came from here. They're kind of cut out of the same cloth as Sean and Brandon, and so I feel like that organization is in great hands. We had a great relationship, and we were working towards something. Here, these guys have already built the foundation on the football side. Like, you know, our job now is to come in and build a similar culture on the business side and connect the two of them.
Now, I'm only going to bring it up because I heard Brandon bring it up earlier. You got out of that organization right before Hard Knocks cameras came into the organization, you breathe in a deep sigh of relief that they're not following you around?
I mean, I think you're good. You guys, I'm a pretty transparent guy in general. I've been in a lot of draft rooms, and you know, I've been at the combine. Like, I know how all this stuff works. I think fans should have access to this kind of information. Now, it's interesting to see how they react to actually getting it sometimes, but I was honestly a proponent of it. Like, you know, Joe Shane and his team, they're great at what they do. I think they should be proud. I think ownership should be comfortable showcasing them. I know it's a little bit of a culture shock. I don't necessarily think every team can do it, but I was very involved in the process. I always have been watching the show because of that, and I like what they've done. So I don't know if I'm in the minority or not, but you know, I think everybody wants that kind of access. They finally got it, and I think people should enjoy it.
Pete, so many people in Rochester for decades have gotten better opportunities and left. You're one of them, and I'm just curious your experience, your advice, and just let us know, you know, what it's like being a family guy and saying, "Hey, let's go for this opportunity," or what was that like? Getting that call, hey, would you be interested in coming back home here to Western New York?
Yeah, I mean, I would have never predicted this journey. My position's always been, look, you got to go where the opportunities are. And I had an amazing opportunity in Charlotte and spent 10 years there, and it turned out better than I could have ever thought it would. And then the Giants call, and I'm thinking, well, this is one of the biggest brands in sports, one of the most valuable sports teams in the world. How do you say no to in the market? How do you say no to that? Take it, have a great 5 years. Wasn't anticipating another call coming, and when it came in and John Mara walked into my office and said, look, the Bills have called and they're interested in talking about an opportunity there. He said, what do you think? I would love to talk to them. It's my hometown. I don't know how many opportunities you get to even consider something like that. So he allowed me. I was under contract. He allowed me to have a conversation. Came back and met with Terry and Laura and family office, and they explained more about what it was, and it was the Bills and it was the Sabres. And I thought, you know, I could, at this point in my career, I'm lucky. I could pretty much do this anywhere. It's more meaningful if you can do it in your hometown, especially attached to such inspirational opportunities like a new stadium and some of the things we're talking about doing at the arena. So it's, I mean, too amazing to pass up, to come back home. And we were talking about it being here in Rochester, being in Buffalo, doing it where it matters and it's personal and it's meaningful is a whole different ballgame. And I think winning in Buffalo to me would mean more to me than anywhere else I could be in the world. So that's why I came back.
And Pete, since you brought up the arena and the Sabres, I mean, that's under your umbrella of responsibilities as well. We've seen what's gone on this offseason. I don't know if you heard, there's a playoff drought with the Sabres.
Heard that. Look, I haven't experienced it. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Well, I wasn't here.
We see the changes that are happening. What kind of an update can you share with us as far as the progress that the Sabres have made here this offseason? And you mentioned the arena. Is there something that fans can get excited about with the arena?
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly excited about both teams for different reasons. Obviously, what these guys have built with the Bills, the sustainable playoff success that they've had, and you guys talked about QB1 and everything that's going on with the team and the stadium. But the Sabres, it just feels like that's an untapped opportunity. You know, they've had the playoff drought. There's opportunities to upgrade the arena. Some of those things are already happening. There's a new scoreboard coming in. That's in the process of being put in. It's twice the size of the previous scoreboard. The resolution's higher. It's going to be a different experience when people walk in. But that's phase one. You know, we're taking an entire look at the building and the experience. How do we upgrade it? Same thing. Terry's a huge hockey fan, incredibly committed to that team. He's brought Lindy in to help us take the next step. But there's, again, for the Bills, they're in an advanced stage. I think the Sabres, there's a lot of opportunity to build things up there, and I love that. You know, that's very similar to what I did when I went to the Hornets. It was an arena-based property. It hadn't been performing as well as it could be. We restructured and built a new infrastructure, brought some people in, started to create some momentum, brought the Hornets brand back. Next thing you know, we were rolling there. So, I can see a very similar path to the Sabres.
Yeah, Pete, we are aligned Rochester and Buffalo all but one thing. We love the Bills, love the Sabres. Get out of here with your bandits. We got the Nighthawks here. Right? I just get that. No orange coming to arena.
Hey, look, back-to-back championships. It's kind of hard to dispute that.
I know. Not I'm jealous or bitter or anything like that. The question being about the Rochester sports properties, I understand. Like, you've got other things on your plate. But we do know there is an RFP to run the Blue Cross Arena. And, you know, will the Amherst be bidding on that? What's the status of that? And also, we do have the report from the Athletic that if somebody wanted to buy the Nighthawks, that you would listen. So comment on the arena and as well as the Nighthawks here.
Yeah, I think, look, we're committed to, obviously, you have to look no further than this camp to think about how committed ownership is to the Rochester market. As you come in and start evaluating all the properties, how do they fit? So you're trying to make determinations on that. The Amerks are incredibly important to the future of the Sabres. As we know, a lot of players there. And, you know, obviously we brought Seth up for a reason, too. So there's a lot of connectivity there. I think we're still trying to figure some of that stuff out. There has been some dialogue around the Nighthawks. And if it makes sense to have two teams in that league, there's some redundancy there. So that is a conversation we're having. You know, we are talking about the city, about the arena, but there's been nothing finalized there yet. So, you know, all I can say is we're committed. We're just looking at the model to make sure it's right for us long term.
Pete, we know how ingrained you are in this specific event, training camp. You were a part of it at the very, very beginning of it coming to Rochester. We also know with that stadium going up, and we look around the NFL, and maybe it's Rochester's insecurity showing up here. Don't pull up stakes and leave. Don't pull up stakes and leave training camp for the new shiny new toy. I mean, we know how much we hear Sean and Josh and Brandon say how much they love coming to camp. We see that. We feel that every summer when you guys are here. But at the same time, we're also being realistic. Is training camp safe in Rochester for years to come?
Look, I can tell you, I had breakfast with Sean this morning, and I can't tell you how much he enjoys bringing the team to Rochester every year, how much he thinks it means to help create the foundation for the season. We talked about all the new faces and how getting away puts us in a better position, you know, to create a competitive team and get everybody on the same page. I was interested because, you know, having been involved in the process of putting camp here in the first place, how is it working operationally? Nothing but positive response from him and how it works for him and for the rest of the team. So, you know, look, I'm a Rochester guy. I couldn't be more bullish on the market. I know how important it is. I talked to Sean this morning. He's really excited about being here. There's nothing that would indicate to me that we wouldn't be here. So I'm excited, and all we're going to do is continue to pour as much time into this market as we possibly can.
Gosh, you're 2,000. You're doing two-a-days. You're doing a lot. Like,
I know.
It's a different world out here.
Night practices here right behind us in that stadium. It was a little bit different. But, you know, once we launched that camp, we knew we had something. People just showed up and showed out, and it was amazing. And Rochester's always been a critical piece of the Bills' business model, especially when we're in a small market. That's not changing anytime soon. So this is critically important to us. And to see how camp has grown, see what's been invested here, and see it grow over time is really gratifying when you look back and say, oh, I was part of this whole thing. I went away for 15 years, but it's still an amazing property, and there's still opportunities to keep getting better.
Well, Pete, it's great seeing you in person. Thanks for joining us here in the sports bar. Enjoy the rest of camp, and best of luck with everything you've got going on. I don't know if you're busy or not, but you know, if we can get the chance to do this again sometime soon, we would love it.
I would like to do it. Schedule's been a little tough. We're figuring it out. We're getting there. But thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
There he is, the COO of the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, Pete Coeli, who stopped by the sports bar earlier this afternoon to kind of share a little insight on the business of the Bills, Sabres, Nighthawks, and Amherst.
I don't think, and again, I'm as insecure as anybody, right? And so are you. Like, as a sports fan here in Rochester, oh my gosh, is this the last camp? It's not sugarcoating. They are not blowing smoke. I mean, when Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and Josh Allen say they like it here, they really do like it here. And to hear, you know, the parallels of when Josh Allen going down to Nashville, and well, it's important to get the extra work in. It's also important to get to know these guys a little bit. And when you're going through some of the downs, you heard Brandon Bean talk about that, the ups and downs of a season, just to care about the guys to the left and to the right of you. Well, that bonding starts right here at Fisher.
Some notes from today's practice, day one of Buffalo Bills training camp, and what we saw and what we can share. I mean, the offense shined, and it was Josh Allen throwing touchdown passes to all kinds of different players early on the 11-on-11 drills. Dalton Kincaid came down with three touchdowns in these drills. Keon Coleman got in the action. MVS, Shavers, Justin Shorter, Frank Gore. I mean, Bills galore getting into the end zone. Kincaid specifically was excellent this afternoon.
Yeah, and was watching some of the individual drills. One thing, when you come out, your eyes are going to have to adjust to another number 14. On this Bills team. That's not Diggs. That's Claypool.
Yep. And speaking of your eyes adjusting, the first thing we got to see at practice today was a new kickoff, which takes a second. It takes a second for you to understand what's going on. You see the players lining up, and they're not moving until the kickoff is received. It takes a little bit of adjustment, and I have a feeling it's going to be an impactful play that happens throughout the course of the season in multiple games. But it was fun to kind of get a glimpse of that early on during practice.
It's not only where you line up, but where the team wants to kick it. So what they're doing today is they're using the jugs machine. angling it high, angling it to the corner. Maybe we're pinning it back inside the five. I mean, there's different ways that you can strategize for the team that's actually kicking off. That was something that right out of the gate, practicing, getting the special teams out of this. Practice went relatively short today, and Brandon Bean, talking about that after practice, said that today likely will be the shortest of the camp practices. Well, because they're kind of in a ramp up. And he can, we're talking with Pete Coeli about yesteryear. Yesteryear, okay, guys, who put in the work? Let's go hit one another. No, no, no. Like, these guys are working, but let's be smart about this.
And they're also getting comfortable, getting situated in their environment here for the next couple of weeks. Name that we've been talking a lot about here the last few days at the safety position, Damar Hamlin, getting some reps with Taylor Rapp in the back end of the Bills' defense, first-team defense, during practice today with Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop working along with the second team. Matt Milano, a welcome sight for Bills fans today.
Yeah, my thought on Hamlin is that, again, when you're hearing, oh, this player saw more action with the starters, we make note of it, but it's
fluid.
It's fluid. It's the opening that they will try different players, but I think, and I'll put my hand up in the air, maybe it sounds silly to say Damar Hamlin is the forgotten guy, because how could you not? You're not forgetting Damar Hamlin, but in terms of his contributions to this team, how he was putting up production. Yeah. So he is certainly in the mix. And Milano being out there, and it's not fair to compare other recoveries, Von Miller, C. Tredavious White, but they could have slow played this danger. They could very easily have said, hey, we're going to start him on PUP and make him come along. That's the exciting part of this defense, in my opinion, that we saw a little bit, but not enough, certainly. That's Bernard and Milano together. We only have four games of it last year.
Now, it's one of the first things you might notice when you see this team on the field and you focus in on the offense, and even more so on the wide receivers. It really feels like they have two groups of wide receivers. Your big frame, big bodied guys, and your smaller, more possession type guys who can maybe be a little bit faster, get a little bit of separation, have the hands. But the big go up and get them guys, Coleman, Claypool, Mack Hollins, who you're going to get used to hearing the name Mack Hollins, folks. I mean, we heard about him during OTAs, and I think that what people are saying about him is real, not just because of what he can do on the field, but what he also brings to the table off the field. It feels like I'm not making predictions of who the Bills' captains are going to be, but if you needed a special teams captain, my guess is you could do worse than Mack Hollins here going into this season.
Yeah, it's. I think Mack Hollins, if I'm doing a 53, I think because of special teams, because of that leadership, what is the story with him and the bare feet? We got to get to the bottom of that. Hopefully we get to talk to him at some point in camp there. That is all very exciting here.
And then the smaller guys, the guys like Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, even K.J. Hamler. K.J. Hamler catching a nice touchdown pass and drills from Josh Allen.
Yeah, go back to McDermott before practice talking about the different, you know, the different skill sets. And it's an analogy I've never heard of before, but it's kind of interesting talking about what's in your silverware drawer. And sometimes you don't know everything. What's the purpose of this? And I don't know if Sean McDermott cooks.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
No, he stays out of the kitchen entirely.
That peels carrots, honey. That's you imagine. Yeah. No, but it's a good analogy that, like, these guys have different skill sets. How does this all kind of fit together?
Well, you've got some depth and certainly guys fighting for roster spots, but it is interesting to see that you've got the bigger framed guys. And I'll include Justin Shorter, the draft pick from last year, in that group as well. When you see them together, it's like, oh, okay, that's a type of wide receiver that the Bills now have versus that type, which is smaller, secure the football, more elusive, maybe quicker, better hands. It was interesting to see the dynamic between the split between the two groups of wide receivers with this Bills offense as well.
Yeah, it's something that, it was a good practice out there. I mean, I don't know if we've ever had day one where you had no injury concerns.
Right.
I mean, like somebody's on PUP or somebody's going to be taking it slow. Everybody to start from day one. Now, will that be the case tomorrow? I guess we'll figure it out tomorrow. Who needs a rest day?
Now, at the end of practice or towards the end of practice, Chase Claypool did have trainers taking a look at him. But it didn't seem like it was anything serious. He never left the field. So something to keep an eye on. But yes, going into practice, everybody healthy, everybody available, everybody on the field. I can't remember a Bills camp where we've had nobody on the PUP list to start camp. That's where we are with this roster going into camp.
No, this is like the dream camp here for McDermott, because not only is it healthy, but it's drama-free. Now, let's compare that. We don't have to go very far. Inside the division, like, we had, for the first time since a guy named Kelly Stouffer, a quarterback, hold out. Yes. No, he's not holding out. He's holding in. But the idea that Jordan Love isn't going to be on the field until he gets a new contract, it's a Maddox. Great. He's out there, but he's not going to actually play for you until he gets the new contract. I don't think we should be surprised that Tua Tagovailoa decided this is the best course of action for me today. So that's the news out of South Florida, that Tagovailoa, just like Jordan Love, he's actually in the meetings. He's actually on the sidelines. He's not going to be on the field until, supposedly, he gets that new contract. And Danger, that's one I think that is worth watching. I think the Jordan Love thing, I think that I believe the reports that they're working toward an agreement. Both sides want to get this done. It just sometimes it takes a little bit. Where were we at in Miami with this?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they have any intention.
It's not like Miami hasn't had time to make an offer. I mean, they've had time. He's put up two good years of production, yet they hesitate. And you kind of understand, I think, why they hesitate. There's multiple reasons why they might hesitate, but at some point they're going to have to figure out what to do with their quarterback, especially if he's missing time on the practice field. Speaking of the practice field, the Bills return again tomorrow morning at 9:45 a.m. practice here at St. John Fisher University. So we'll look forward to that. And of course, tomorrow we'll also share whatever notes and observations we have from practice, along with some of the best and brightest minds covering this team, these Bills beat writers that are just milling about. We'll get them away from their turkey burgers up in the cafeteria and see if we can get them to hang out with us in the sports bar.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't see a national reporter, national writer. Like, today it was just the Western New York media covering this today. And then, like, you know, at some point we'll get the national people to come through here, but not today.
Things are just getting going here at St. John Fisher for Buffalo Bills training camp. Day one, our coverage of training camp on The Fan Rochester is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Ave, and Ridge Road Webster, aceswim.com, and also Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Let's get to a round of shots, Gino.
Yeah, so there's a breaking story out of the NBA where who actually has the last media rights? Is it Amazon? Is it TNT? Did TNT really match this? This just coming across, and I don't think that the story is actually over here. We have breaking news in the world of sports at 3 a.m.
Oh, breaking news.
Yeah, like
at 3 a.m.
Like, who would do that? Which organization? Not very smart. And also, we'll talk about Jets camp here a little bit because, they opened up today, and that means we had a microphone in front of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wonderful. Can't wait to find out what he had to say. That's coming up with a round of shots on the way next. Don't forget about Last Call, where you can have the final say in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Our number is 866-4326-585, 866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Rochester Sports Update.
A solid day one for the Buffalo Bills. Offense looks strong today. Everyone is healthy, including Matt Milano, who practiced fully. Head coach Sean McDermott loves being back
in town. Great to be here. We believe in going away to camp. We've talked about that before, namely because of a couple of reasons, one of which is for our team to continue to come together and bond and develop that chemistry that you're going to need, that we're going to need.
Next practice here at Fisher coming up tomorrow morning. Rochester Red Wings home tonight as they're taking on Lehigh Valley. On the Major League scoreboard, Twins over the Phillies 5-4. Pirates shutting out the Cardinals 5-0. In the seventh, the Red Sox trailing in Colorado 20-3. Yankees and Mets tonight, the Subway Series in the Bronx. We're live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. Team Bataglin, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Got a smart speaker at home? Listen to the sports leader, The Fan Rochester at home, by asking it to play 95.7 The Fan.
Happy Hour continues live from St. John Fisher University, Bills Camp Live, Buffalo Bills training camp opening today. It is day one, and it's time for a round of shots.
We had news come across at 3 a.m. I was not up. Nobody was up, right? Very friendly time for the IOC to announce who is getting the Winter Olympics in 2034. It's going to be Salt Lake City. It's the second time Salt Lake has hosted, the previous time being 2002. Really, this wasn't a surprise. In fact, it was the story. Other cities in consideration? Well, no one. They all dropped out. No. Salt Lake City was the only bidder.
That's
only
great.
One that
so everybody really wanted this. They were all lining up.
Oh,
for
kiss.
It. Yeah, this right. is a giant Francesa, Gino.
So why would the IOC announce this? Hey, you know this is coming, but we need to do this on Paris time because we're over here.
Oh,
so
my God.
3 a.m.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, Utah makes sense. 13 major venues built back in 2002, they're all usable. No new construction is needed here.
I think that everybody kind of has come to realize over the course of time that making money by hosting the Olympic Games is a challenging thing to do when you consider everything that goes into the production of hosting the Olympic Games. So, yeah, if you're going to do it, you have to go to a Salt Lake City that's got the infrastructure already built there to host the Games.
Yeah, I don't know why we just can't come up with a rotation of four Olympic cities in the winter and four Olympic cities in the summer.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it, too. But every once in a while, I guess you've got a country that, oh, we really need this. Like, Paris apparently is going to, France is going to lose money on this.
Yeah. Right. Right. And that's before you talk about what everything looks like, you know, 20 years from now when you have venues that haven't been used. I just have the images of Sarajevo etched into my mind of how like, it looks like a ghost town. What used to be a thriving Olympic village looks like a ghost town. It's terrifying. I wouldn't want to do that to my community.
Well, go back to Sarajevo, like Rio. Like some of the places in Rio, they're just letting grow over at point. Aaron Rodgers speaking to the New York media for the first time today missing a mandatory minicamp. He took a vacation to Egypt. That is true. He confirmed it. Rodgers mentioning he was going off of last year's schedule, so he thought he was safe to book the trip, confirming that he was indeed fined more than $50,000. And Coach Robert Salah downplaying the whole thing.
Yeah, of course. He's going to downplay because it's in the past and we're moving on and we're getting ready for the season. And Rodgers, you know, earlier when he was making comments about this absence, doing what Rodgers does, kind of semantics, you know, it's the same thing as saying during the pandemic, oh, yeah, I've been immunized. You know, using a turn of phrase and words that, you know, like, well, last year, OTAs, I mean, we OTAs happened during this period of time where you could do this, and I was there for 10 of them. And basically trying to explain his way out of something that he probably knew he shouldn't have done.
It's childish.
As if he was a teenager.
Yeah, like that's the way. So, you know, good luck to the Jets and their fan base, because I'm sure there's
also, though, he'll be a great politician because of how he can turn a phrase and you know, and protect himself and never do any wrong.
Do you really? You say that. Is he...
Will he be a politician someday? He could very easily be a politician someday. I mean, think about how he carries himself. Think about how he works the media. Think about how much he loves himself. Am I painting a picture for you here?
Yeah. 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 I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Mets and Yankees tonight in the Bronx. Sean Manea going from the Mets. It's Gerrit Cole for the Yankees. And you know what, Danger? The Mets have a chance to sweep the four-game series.
Yeah. You know what? I ran into noted Yankee fan and guy that watches the Yankees more closely than I think anybody, and Sal Majorana from the DNC. And, you know, he put something out there last night while the game was happening. And if you follow Sal on Twitter and on X while you're watching the Yankees game, you have an additional layer of entertainment, because there's no, you know, he's not the bitter Twitter for no reason.
Right.
He can get downright nasty when it comes to describing this team. And yesterday it was clear. And his point was the Yankees have absolutely zero clutch. And the guys that you even think would have the clutch don't come up at a time when you need them to be clutch, including, you know, the almighty and powerful Aaron Judge. It was evident again last night. The Yankees had opportunities. I mean, Gino, you can't tell me as a Mets fan you were comfortable with the way that game was going.
No, especially since you used Diaz the night before. So, like, your bullpen was depleted. That should have been the Yankees taking advantage of it in a good spot here. The Mets having to travel tonight. They couldn't do it.
Hey, a win is a win, and you don't have to apologize for anything. But I agree with what Sal was saying last night, that the Yankees just don't have that clutch gene working for them right now. And even with the guys that you expect to step up when the opportunity is there, they're not doing it.
The Red Sox just scored. It's now 20-4.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah, that's it.
I think Cora got extended today, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he got extended, you know, in between scoring 18 and 19 runs. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, the Subway Series tonight on ESPN. So for the second straight night, if you like your SNY or your Yes.
Yeah, I'll challenge that. It was on Yes last night. I was able to watch the Yankees and Mets on Yes last night. So I don't
know. Even though it was on TBS?
I watched it on Yes last night.
Okay.
So maybe because I'm a Fubo guy and Fubo doesn't carry TBS.
Mea culpa.
There you go.
That's, you know, Latin for my bad.
No worries.
Official, the NBA moving their TV package from TNT to Amazon after next season. The league putting out a statement this afternoon basically saying that TNT's matching rights weren't really matching rights at all, and that Amazon is the winner here. Whether Warner Brothers Discovery, the owners of TNT, decide to stand down or actually bring this to court, well, no one's saying right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you consider how much it would cost to bring this to court, in addition to the expense of actually purchasing the rights, are they really going to bring it to court? Nah, I don't think so.
I'll give Amazon a chance here. The thing I'm not excited, believe it or not, I know people, the music. Having NBC carry the NBA, I just don't like the effort they put into the NFL.
I will say, though, if they do it right, it has the potential to stir up some major nostalgia. I mean, let's face it. When we were watching the NBA during the Jordan era, it was always NBC, right?
Right. They had the music.
That's right.
Yeah, it was Costas and Marv.
If they do it right, I'm not saying they're going to, but if they do it right, they could really, really stir up some nostalgia.
Do they dust off Costas and bring him back?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I think Costas is happy doing his, what is he doing now? One baseball game a week?
One baseball game and, yeah, pontificating on the world. Finally, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Knicks coach, speaking of extensions, Tom Thibodeau has agreed to a three-year extension. That'll take him through 2027, 2028. He's a two-time NBA Coach of the Year. Thibodeau leading the Knicks to consecutive conference semifinal bursts. I think, though, like, you got to get to the finals at some point with this roster. I don't know if that's this coming year with Boston, but that East doesn't look all that tough this year.
I just look at whenever a coach in the NBA gets extended, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, they'll just rip it up and move on if it doesn't go well or if there's a rift or if a player isn't. The good news for Thibodeau is it seems like his guys are his guys. Yeah. Like, it feels like he's got his guys there, guys that aren't afraid to go out there and work and get ground to a pulp, even though they probably could use some time getting a spell on the bench. Good news for Thibodeau. And I think the Knicks are going to be a lot of fun again this upcoming season. They were really enjoyable last year.
Can't wait. Actually, I can't wait. Summer.
Yeah, football. Right. Yeah. Right. We're in football mode now, folks. Absolutely. As we continue live from St. John Fisher University, it's Buffalo Bills training camp. Day one today. And we're back again tomorrow for another practice that gets underway just before 10 o'clock. We'll have more updates for you tomorrow afternoon on tomorrow's session. We'll have more guests for you. We'll tell you a little bit more about what you can expect when you tune in the Sports Bar on the Fan tomorrow afternoon. On the way next, plus last call, 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester. Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Tomorrow, joining us live here at St. John Fisher University for Bills Camp Day 2, Josh Reed, WIVB.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to a guy who is fighting for a roster spot, but if he gets on the team, he might be the guy on returns. KJ Hamler will be joining us in the
so
sports
fast,
bar.
Man. Yeah. You don't realize how fast they are until you get to see him up close like we did today. Great first day of practice here at St. John Fisher for the Buffalo Bills. It's last call at 866-4326. Quickly, let's go to our buddy. Hey, John. John from Rochester. You're in the Sports Bar. How are you, bud?
Hey, guys. I'm really pumped up. This is a Super Bowl team. I like what they did in the offseason, and they got Trubinsky back, our favorite.
Yeah, Mitch Trubinsky, my friend. Don't think for a second I wasn't sharing photos and images.
I know he's no John Ram, but you know.
Yeah.
I know he's no John Ram or Horvath, but you know. Trubinsky,
oh,
I love him.
Yeah, John, it's exciting. Hopefully you get the chance to come out here and take it to practice for yourself. And if you think that they're a Super Bowl team now, you're probably going to have, if they play the way they played on offense today, oh boy. I mean, let's hope that the defense steps up tomorrow. We'll be around and we'll absolutely keep you updated on day two of practice here from St. John Fisher University as Buffalo Bills training camp continues. So there you have it. Tomorrow, the table is set. KJ Hamler stopping by the Sports Bar. We'll talk about his journey, his pathway to the Buffalo Bills, and it's been an interesting one. And then our buddy Josh Reed from WIVB in Buffalo will be stopping by the Sports Bar as well. I'll be stopping by the break room tomorrow morning with an update from practice as well. If you missed any of today's show, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Search out the Sports Bar in the free-to-download Audacy app, AUDACY. You'll also find us in Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. So any of our guest appearances, including Peak Welly or Mike Catalani, you can find right there. JR Sport Brief next on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.